with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. White House Secretary, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt recaps some of progress in the war against Iran, saying the U.S. expects to meet its objectives within weeks.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury, we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and we are well on our way to achieving those objectives. Annihilating Iran's Navy, we know that we've sunk more than 30 Iranian vessels and ships. Their Navy has now been deemed combat ineffective. Taking out the ballistic missile threat that Iran posed to the United States and our troops and bases in the region, we have done a tremendous job.
The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. A New Jersey man pleads guilty to bringing explosives to a D.C. church, marking the start of the U.S. Supreme Court term.
Louis Jerry of Vineland, New Jersey, pleaded guilty to charges that he brought dozens of homemade explosive devices to St. Matthew's Cathedral last October as the church was preparing for the annual mass celebrating the start of the Supreme Court's term. He was arrested outside the church where police officers were clearing the area before the annual red mass. Some justices usually attend the celebration, but none went to last year's ceremony.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Oil shot to its highest price in 3 years after surging again because of the Iran war and a weak update on the job market, knocking stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% earlier today, the Dow plunging as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of roughly 450, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 1.6%, the combination of a weak economy and high inflation is a worst-case scenario for investors because the Federal Reserve has no good tool to fix both problems at the same time. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on families moving to red states.
According to a new study from the Institute for Family Studies, conservative states are attracting more young couples with children because housing prices there are lower. The report says, quote, both red and blue states are watching the share of residents age 60 or over grow, but the blue states are losing 20-somethings and kids. Southern states saw nearly 6% rise in the number of married couples with young children over the last 5 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius who's one of the most imitated artists of the world. Michelangelo focused on biblical themes in his most famous work, including the iconic statue of David in Florence and the Sistine Chapel ceiling. The unverified claim by Valentina Sarlano about the bust in a Roman basilica follows the sale of a recent sketch. This is SRN News. A Los Angeles Lakers star now has made more shots than any other player in basketball history. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has this story.
LeBron James has become the NBA's leader in career field goals. James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Thursday night in Denver. James set the mark with his third basket of the night against the Nuggets. That gave him 15,838 buckets in his career. Abdul-Jabbar finished with 15,837. Karl Malone is a distant third. James already owns the career scoring record and has topped 50,000 points across the regular season and playoffs. Lakers coach J.J. Redick compared James's long run to Bruce Springsteen's catalog. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Milan Cortina Winter Paralympics has opened with some countries boycotting the opening ceremony because of the return of the Russian flag to the global sports stage. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.